Volcanoes forge the rocky coast of Cabo de Gata in southeast Spain, but the tides blanket it with reef-like structures built by snails. And algae marine biologist Diego Marino says this sea of life can be deadly.
Filth and contaminants accumulate on the surface. So any black tide, any old spill or surf will kill the snails and algae forming them.
Mediterranean countries have joined to preserve the diversity and uniqueness of more than 100 endangered species in their waters by setting up SPAMIs, specially protected areas of Mediterranean importance. Mediterranean waters, nearly enclosed by land, are a favorite of migrating species looking for food and refuge. But increased contamination has endangered the Mediterranean sanctuary of this fragile ecosystem and threatened to make traditional fishing obsolete.
Here on the outer limits of the reserve, we got a thermal electrical plant, churning out water into the sea at temperatures 5 degrees warmer, and that throws off the area's reproductive cycle.
A foul smell in the air leads to another man-made runoff from a fish factory, a target of the SPAMI program. A model of how conservation can work lies beneath the sea of plastic bordering Cabo de Gata. The irrigation for these crops is recycled water channeled out to area greenhouses. Urban wastewater from the nearby city of Almeria now feeds one of Europe's most productive farm regions.
There are a few particles, but before it was a huge yellow stain. We can see the sweet water bubbling up almost immediately because we are in shallow waters, only 40 feet. But there's no real contamination here.
That's helping the seagrass, vital to more than 1,000 animal and plant species along the Mediterranean coast.
Human pollution and construction on the coast have wiped it out in areas. That's why the SPAMI regulation of places like Cabo de Gata is so important.
Life latches onto anything that will hold it. And in these troubled Mediterranean waters, life can use all the protection it can get.